Welcome to the iAfrican Daily Podcast for 6 February 2017. The iAfrican Daily Podcast brings you the day's most important technology, telecommunications, and digital industry stories from across Africa every Monday to Friday. Now, in today's show, yes, that's the sounds of the Cameroon's indomitable lions bringing back the African Cup of Nations back to the nation. But unfortunately, people in the English-speaking regions of Cameroon were unable to join in on the social media and online celebrations as they still go without internet access for several weeks. Now, this comes after several riots by teachers and lawyers in Cameroon's English-speaking regions complaining about not being included in the country's plans. Now, here's a little clip from one of the citizens, which we'll play an extended version of later in the show, about how the shutdown of the internet is affecting his livelihood.
I can no longer communicate with my friends. I can no longer communicate with my family and other issues, even passing on information to my colleagues to facilitate our work.
In 2016, South Africa's Reserve Bank became one of the first central banks in Africa to issue a contract using blockchain. Now they've come out saying that they may consider issuing a national digital currency based on blockchain technology. It seems the South African Reserve Bank has been playing around or experimenting with such technologies for a while, as the governor, Mr. Lesetso Kanyago, explains.
Yes, I talked about kleptocurrencies as we...
Hold on, let's pause right there. Did the South African Reserve Bank governor just say kleptocurrency?
Kleptocurrencies as we... cryptocurrencies as they are called today. We face two choices. If these currencies are coming, we could engage with them or we could pretend they don't exist. And we can only pretend they don't exist at our own peril.
Well, I think we get the message of what he was trying to do, but it leaves one to wonder. For more on these news and more stories, stay tuned to the show. Welcome to the iAfrican Daily Podcast. My name is Tefo Mohapi and thank you for joining us today. Before we get into the news, kindly follow the podcast on Twitter at iAfrican Daily. And that's iAfrican with a K. Don't forget that K. Also, if you just want to give some comments on the show or get in touch with us, drop us a mail at hello@iafrican.com. That's hello@iafrican.com. Once again, do not forget, it's iAfrican with a K. With the formalities out the way, let's get straight to the news. The citizens of Cameroon's English-speaking regions in the north and the southwest have been without the internet for several weeks. This comes after several weeks of ongoing protests in Cameroon's English-speaking regions like Bamenda, which are a result of a strike by teachers and lawyers who have said that Cameroon's government is letting French sideline English in the country. Furthermore, the protesters have even gone on in suggesting that English-speaking regions be cut off from the rest of the country, an option which the government has said it is not entertaining. Now, Mimi Mefo out in Douala, Cameroon, compiled the following report.
For 1 week now, inhabitants of Anglophone Cameroon have not been able to access internet services. The internet network has been completely shut down in the northwest and southwest regions of Cameroon. Business persons, state officials, students, and all those in need of internet to run their day-to-day activities have been highly affected.
Somebody like myself, I'm a journalist.
Kum Leonard is a journalist, resident in the southwest regional headquarters of Boya. He told me that not only his job has been affected, but his social interactions within and out of Cameroon is on a standstill.
I do a lot of research. I follow up what is happening on the internet to update myself and to be able to inform my television. Since last week, I've been unable to do that. I can no longer communicate with my friends. I can no longer communicate with my family and other issues, even passing on information to my colleagues to facilitate our work.
From the financial standpoint, Leonard has lost a great deal, he told me.
Some money was sent to me from out of the country. I've been to the bank on several occasions. I've been unable to be served while the network are not functional.
He testified that people in Anglophone regions of Cameroon have to travel in Francophone towns like Douala, Yaoundé, Bafoussam, to carry out financial transactions.
The impacts are really, really...
The impact of the prevailing situation on microfinance institutions, money transfer agencies and in banks is immeasurable, one of the managers told me.
Yeah, since the internet was shut down, you cannot do transactions with other banks. You know that even now, like this, suddenly the activities in Bamenda are grounded. They are grounded in the northwest and the southwest, so those branches are not functioning. In fact, there will be a lot of loss.
He further reviewed, though without any precision, that they would resort to alternative sources in the coming days if the situation remains the same.
We don't know how long the government intends to block the internet. Before weekend, I'll see whether I can have alternative sources. So by weekend, we will know whether we can have alternative source of internet.
Mobile telephone operators say that the situation is beyond their control.
All we got from MTN is information that what is happening is beyond their control. That's all. It is now left for people to give meaning to what beyond their control means. We do not know what beyond their control is all about.
The government, on its part, has not made any official statement on the issue.
We cannot understand how at this time we should be going through what we are going through now.
Many internet users in the northwest and southwest regions of Cameroon told me that it is government's attempt to censor circulation of information on the social unrest plaguing Cameroon's Anglophone regions.
So the impact is really, really devastating for us.
Now, reports coming out of South Africa that the government agency responsible for purchasing digital set-top boxes for the rolling out of South Africa's digital television has halted orders to two of the service providers. As such, the two service providers have decided to take the matter to arbitration, which will likely see South Africa's migration to digital television delay. Now, to summarize the whole issue and what's happening here is that CZ Electronics and Lerata Dima are complaining that the government has cut off orders to them, and they have already purchased thousands of set-top boxes which are just sitting in their warehouses and collecting dust. Furthermore, the two companies have said that they've had to cut hundreds of jobs if they've come under financial pressure given the delay in the rolling out of South Africa's digital television plans. South Africa's migration to digital TV was supposed to have started in 2015 when the analog signal was supposed to have been switched off. Now, to give you background as to why these orders have been halted to the two companies, it comes after the communications minister, Faith Mutambi, is being taken to court by one of the other service providers, ETV, over a matter about encryption of digital TV signals. As a result, the Ministry of Communications decided to halt orders whilst the court proceedings are ongoing. Now, staying in South Africa, the South African Reserve Bank has indicated that it could consider issuing a national digital currency based on blockchain technology. The head of national payment system at the South African Reserve Bank, Mr. Tim Masila, said that, I quote, "If we go the route of issuing a digital currency, the objective would be to take advantage of emerging technologies," meaning blockchain technology, "so that we reap the benefits." Now, this digital currency, despite talk of blockchain technology, will only be a digital version of the South African rand and will not be using Bitcoin per se. But the sentiment within the South African Reserve Bank, as you'll hear next in this clip with the governor, Mr. Lesitja Khanyago, seems to be more worried about the risks of digital currencies that are not regulated. Hence the need to only make it a replacement, or not necessarily a replacement, but a digital version of the South African rand, still regulated by the Reserve Bank.
Cryptocurrencies as they are called now. We face two choices. If these currencies are coming, we could engage with them